Now you know what? Now I'll just do a request from somebody. Nashville Cats. Now they did the oh, I don't know. I swear, I don't know. Let me do that. Yeah, he mentioned Dark Hollow. You folks, now this is a Washington, D.C. song. Very seldom you hear that, you know. And for the life of me, I can't remember this guy. Back years ago, see, I used to live, I worked a lot in Baltimore. I worked a lot of clubs, bars out in Baltimore and D.C., but mainly Baltimore. How's that? Oh, this is? Oh, a shirt? You say? Oh, look at that, a Baltimore shirt. Yeah. Can you get me one of them? What is that? Yes, maybe that was it. Bill Browning. Did you ever hear that name? Of course, he's probably ceased by now, you know, Bill Browning. I think he might have recorded this, and it was a local hit here around D.C. Of course, me being in Baltimore, you know, I heard it. And a guy I was playing with at that time, we were playing a little club right off Broadway there in Baltimore. And it's called a Chapel Cafe. And the guy's name was Jack Cook. I was playing banjo in his band, you know. And Jack was singing it. Of course, I'd heard it a lot on the radio. And then when I went to work for Bill Monroe, you know, he'd always have you sing a solo. And I always wanted to sing something that was kind of obscure, you know. And once in a while I'd do a Mack Wiseman song or I'd do this song. And we kind of popularized it, there I go, I got it that time. On the road, you know, with Bill Monroe, but I never did get to record it. And a lot of the younger musicians heard me sing it on the road with Bill Monroe. Oh man, they went out and recorded it and I never got to record it. Until we put it on a, what's that thing where you got 10 CD, box set, yeah. We put it on a box set eventually. And once in a while we'll get a request for it, but tonight we didn't get one. It's titled Dark Hall.
Hey.